As you heard there, the World Youth Day events are unashamedly Catholic, but open to all. And in fact, ecumenical and interreligious events will be an important part of both the preceding days and the main celebrations led by Pope Benedict XVI. The Pope arrives in Sydney on Saturday the 12th, but is scheduled to spend the beginning of next week resting at a private study centre outside the city until Thursday the 17th, when the official part of his visit begins. The following day, Friday, he hosts both an ecumenical and interreligious encounters with other faith leaders in St Mary's Cathedral, where he will also celebrate Mass on Saturday before the main youth vigil gets underway. But what are relations like between the Catholic Church and other faith groups in Australia today? And how do believers of other traditions view these very visible World Youth Day events? Well, our former colleague here at Vatican Radio, Catherine Smybert, is in Sydney awaiting the Pope's arrival. She set out to try and find some answers to those questions.
The Sydney organisers of World Youth Day have actively embraced the opportunity the occasion presents to reach out to a series of other denominations and faiths. Coordinator of the event, Bishop Anthony Fisher, says he hopes it will build bridges among all groups through both papal and youth festival engagements.
It gives us an opportunity to say to the world that religion is not a thing, or should not be a thing, that divides people and makes them angry and makes them fight with each other, that it has a potential that nothing else does to bring people together and to get them to share what they have in common. Because most by far, in our love and reverence for God, our concern for the human person, the dignity of the human person, our concern for early human life and the elderly, for sexuality and relationships, these are things we share as major faith traditions. And so I think that the Pope is likely to address some of those big issues, because they're the big issues on young people's minds, and to be able to say, well, this isn't a peculiar Catholic thing.
The announcement of interfaith involvement seems to have appeased the more secular media of the host nation, which has floated ideas of World Youth Day presenting a threat of conversion to Muslims or to hold potentially anti-Semitic events such as the Way of the Cross. But Cardinal Pell insists on the inclusion of the wider multi-faith Australian community.
I'd remind you that the Catholic Church commissioned some research on young people. And one of the findings of that research was that the young Catholics who were interested in coming to World Youth Day also wanted to bring their non-Catholic friends with them. We said consistently that this will be a Catholic celebration which is open to all, and that's very much the mind of the young Catholics who were coming.
And as Cardinal George Pell and his team aren't intimidated by the allegations, neither are the key leaders of the other faiths and denominations. Senior Rabbi of the Great Synagogue of Sydney, Jeremy Lawrence, told me that the Jewish community genuinely have appreciated the warmth and respect shown to them by the Catholic organisers of World Youth Day.
We recognise very much that it is a Catholic event, and it is being focused at promoting and encouraging Catholic youth to observe according to the Catholic religion. At the same time, the emphasis that is being given in bringing other faiths in sends a very clear message out to both the Catholic world but also to the other religious groups about the opportunity for faith dialogue and promoting the idea of a religious contribution and a contribution of faith and scripture to the development of the world on contemporary issues. The very fact that we can be welcomed into such a celebration is something which shows a forward-thinking continuation of the legacy of certainly John Paul II, but also stemming over from Nostra Aetate, and the fact that Pope Benedict is carrying on in that tradition and is bringing us into World Youth Day is something which should be seen as a very positive step, not only because of the relations that it develops between people, which are very, very good, but the signal that it'll give out to the many pilgrims who come here for World Youth Day.
President of the New South Wales Ecumenical Council and Minister of the Uniting Church, Reverend Tara Kalouis, says that regardless of how we worship God, World Youth Day is a chance to ignite the flame of God within us all.
The ecumenical community, I think, is quite excited about World Youth Day and the opportunities of, as Bishop Fisher said, opportunities of praying together. There will be some Taizé brothers in Australia, and we are involved in organising the Taizé prayer, and that will be every day at St James Anglican Church in King Street. As well as that, we're also involved in inviting church leaders from the various churches to an event at Bondi Beach called Come to the Waters. And as part of that event, I'm not sure of all the details of the event, part of that event there will be a releasing of doves as a sign of peace, as an expression of peace in our community and our world. The Christian churches in Australia are unique because they have a covenant to pray together and a covenant to pray for one another. So this is a brilliant opportunity for the churches and the church leaders to come together to pray for peace, justice and different aspects for the pilgrims, our community and our world. It's also a brilliant opportunity to pray with His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI on this, his first visit to Australia.
Pope Benedict will pray with the leaders and young delegates of other Christian denominations and their interfaith counterparts at separate events on the Thursday morning of his visit. Counting down to World Youth Day, I'm Catherine Smybert.